We'd be tying the knot within 2 hours. There was a knock at the door, and without waiting for an answer, a tall, broad-shouldered man with a camera walked in. There was something rustic about his appearance. A little bit of stubble on his face, his arms thick and strong, his suspenders highlighting his impressive muscular figure. His jacket was slung over his arm, dressed for a wedding, but obviously working. He seemed suited to building things with his hands, I thought, wondering how this masculine specimen had gotten into wedding photography.
"Hi there, I'm Jack. I just wanted to get some shots of you girls. Just be natural. Sip your champagne, do what you were doing. Try not to mind me."
He adjusted the lens on his camera and began snapping pictures, the click of the camera echoing around us. "But I don't have my dress on yet," I said. My hair and makeup were done, and the girls had long since gotten dressed, but I was still in my robe and lingerie. "Your makeup is perfect," Charlotte, my best friend since middle school, said, hugging me. "You're going to be beautiful, and he's going to love you in your dress."
"He's going to love you in your wedding lingerie," said Leslie with a smirk. "Take off your robe. Have Jack get a few pictures."
"Leslie?" I squealed. It was just like her to embarrass me on my wedding day. I could feel myself turning red.
"I'm serious. He's not going to be there on your honeymoon, and you look killer in it. You should have a picture for posterity. He's a professional. He can handle it. Right, Jack?"
"Leslie, stop," I laughed. But instead, she grabbed me and pulled me over to Jack as he snapped pictures, presenting me to him.
"Jack, tell us the truth. Isn't she the most beautiful bride you've ever seen?" pressed Leslie.
"She's certainly breathtaking,"
Jack said with a smile, lifting his camera and taking my picture as I tried to cover my face with my hands, embarrassed.
"Get your hands off your face. You'll smear your mascara," cried Charlotte.
"I'd love to get some solo shots of you, Tabitha,"
Jack said to me.
"Would it be all right if you and I had the room for a bit?"
"It would suit me just fine," I said, sticking my tongue out at Leslie playfully. "I love you girls, but you're driving me crazy. Go check on my parents and make sure they're okay. When you come back, you can help me get into my dress." The girls made their exit, assuring me all the while that they'd make sure I was perfect going down the aisle until finally they were gone. I'm glad you needed them to leave. "They were so attentive, they were giving me anxiety," I said to Jack.
"I got that feeling from you,"
he smiled, snapping another picture.
"I want you to look relaxed in your pictures."
I downed my glass of champagne and poured another.
"Would you like some?" I offered.
"Not while I'm working," he said,
but he did take a picture of the bottle.
"Oh, that looks beautiful. Take a look."
He showed me the picture of the champagne bottle on his digital camera. It was perfectly composed, the light shining on it romantically. I couldn't believe his ability to take such a simple object and make it look so enchanted.
"You know," I started. I couldn't believe I was going to ask this.
"Leslie might have a point about the lingerie." I walked to the door and locked it.
"Oh?
It's not often you have a professional photographer in your midst. I think it would make a nice anniversary wedding present for Stephen to have some shots of me in my lingerie, and I'd rather have you take them than him. He's a wonderful man, but he's no artist."
"I'd be happy to," Jack said. "Take off your robe."
Even though I'd suggested it myself, the commanding way he said it made me feel nervous. I started laughing and blushing, the champagne perhaps going to my head a bit.
"Okay, here goes."